As a human rights observer, you must be very interested in the United Nations saying that it will boycott or reject the findings of the Truth and Friendship Committee.
Well, there's not been any findings. I think what they're really rejecting is, and indeed I suggested it myself in discussions with UN officials, as someone who'd been in the past an expert, their title, not mine, on war crimes in East Timor. I suggested that that the senior officials that the Truth and Reconciliation Commission had invited to appear before them not attend, because in a sense what they were going to do is put the UN on the dock, because it had virtually been manoeuvred into that location and by the nature of this commission and the way it has been pursuing its inquiries.
Mm-hmm. And the whole issue of, what is it, impunity or amnesty for offenders?
Well, one is impunity. One issue is certainly impunity for or amnesty for crimes against humanity. And I mean, that, of course, is what the commission is really saying, this commission, that there will be no punishment. The people couldn't be forced to appear before it. They weren't being cross-examined. And so what really has been happening is that senior Indonesian military officers who were in East Timor mm-hmm. have been coming before the commission, including Wiranto mm. And others, and simply giving it a lecture, but really pursuing the distortion that the TNI has continued with ever since 1999, and that was that it wasn't guilty of anything. What would really happen was the UN had stimulated, the UN mission in East Timor had caused a lot of dissent among the Timorese, and they were fighting each other, and every time the TNI tried to intervene, of course, it was obstructed by the UN, which is a load of nonsense, of course.
Mm-hmm. And is this going to affect the position of some of the East Timorese leaders who I think were favouring the idea of impunity?
Not really. I suppose it's only telling them. And interestingly, this not only came generally from the UN, it actually came in a statement from the new UN Secretary General, who hasn't exactly been noted for taking radical steps since he took off as Ban Ki-moon. I think Shannon R will probably persist with his position, which is now supported by José Ramos Horta, that this line shouldn't be followed. But what we mustn't forget is certainly in the case of Horta, the whole idea of not having, of not going ahead with any sort of investigations into past war crimes was based on the expectation that if they tried to move in that direction and call for a tribunal, the Security Council wouldn't support it,
mm-hmm.
and partly because it wouldn't get support from the United States and a number of other countries.
Mm.
So they could see it, and I understand this, being quite pragmatic, as being futile, so why support it? Because after all, if the East Timor government made a lot of noise about the need to continue investigations into crimes against humanity, there would be no action, and all it would do would be to put enormous pressure on relations with Indonesia, and in particular the TNI, who after all are at East Timor's borders.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks very much, Jim, for giving your time and for talking to Community Radio 2NIM FM.
It's a pleasure, Warwick.
Thanks, Jim.